Learning Nefesh HaChaim, Shaar Beis, Chapter 3, Perek Gimel. We spoke in the last class that the concept of brocha, blessing, means ribui, means to increment, to become more. So therefore, when we bless Hashem, we ask Hashem to become more. So this is something we need to understand. What does that mean? We bless Hashem. We have many brochas we say during the day. And each time we're blessing Hashem means we're praying that Hashem should be more. Now what does it mean that Hashem should be more? So explain to us that there's a Zohar that says that HaKadosh Baruch is called Sosum Ugoli. He's called hidden and he's called revealed. And there's two aspects to Hashem. There's the highest aspect of Hashem, which is way, way beyond any type of grasp that we have. And that's totally hidden. Hashem is totally hidden. And it's from that place that the Torah comes from. That's from the highest place, the most hidden place. That's the real truth of Hashem. And then there's the aspect of Hashem that's revealed. That's how Hashem interacts with us. Those are like influences that He sends down, which interacts with us according to what we need. And therefore Hashem, Hashem relates to us. And the different forms that He relates to us represents different attributes, and therefore they have different names. Hashem has many different names, and each name represents a different way how He interacts with us.
And they are revealed. That is
revealed. That's called revealed, right? The interaction we have with Hashem is what we can sense, and therefore that's considered revealed. So we brought, for instance, the first paragraph here, which we did in the last class. So from a midrash, he brings different names. So for instance, the name Elohim means judge. So that's when Hashem judges us. So when Hashem punishes us, when Hashem treats us harshly, so then that's the name Elohim, which means judge. Right? When Hashem makes war with our enemies, He's called Tzvokos. Right? The Lord of hosts, because He fights our enemies. So then we see Hashem doing miracles for the Jewish people, saving them from the enemy. He's called the Lord of hosts. When Hashem suspends a person's punishment, He suspends his sins, so then he's called Kel Shakai. Right, that He holds back, Kel Shakai. There's all Kel is also a language of mercy and compassion. And when He has compassion on the world, then He's called the name Havaya, Yudke Vovke. So that's basically what it says in the Torah. When Moshe Rabbeinu asked Hashem, right, when the Jewish, I'm going back to the Jewish people, I'm going to tell them about leaving Egypt, and they're going to ask me, what's Hashem's name? With what name did He appear to you? So Moshe asked Hashem, what should I tell them? So Hashem said to Moshe, Eke Asher Eke, I will be who I will be. Which means that I am according to what they deserve to receive. According to where they're holding, they deserve a certain response. And I will be to them what they deserve to be. So I will be what I will be. And that's why I have many different names, because there are many different attributes with which I interact with them. So in the second paragraph we go on as follows. Ubereya mehemne parshas bo. So it says in the Zohar in parshas bo, Ubereya mehemne, ki lo yiraisim kol tmuna. There's one verse in Dvorim, right, where it says that Hashem revealed Himself at Har Sinai, at Mount Sinai. So he warns the Jewish people, remember that when you saw me at Mount Sinai, you saw the mountain floating in the air, you saw the seven heavens opened, you saw the fire, you saw the voices, you saw the sounds, but you never saw any image of Hashem. You never saw anything that could say, oh, that's Hashem. There was no image. You never saw any picture. So the Zohar asks, the Haksi v'tmunas Hashem yobit. But it says about Moshe Rabbeinu, when Miriam spoke Loshon Hara about Moshe Rabbeinu, so Hashem said, how can you speak badly about Moshe Rabbeinu when Moshe Rabbeinu sees the image of Hashem? So it seems to be, the one verse says Hashem has no image. At Mount Sinai there was no image. And there's another verse that says that Moshe Rabbeinu sees the image of Hashem. It says, the Zohar, afilu haitmuna leislei ba'asrei. That's not an image of Hashem in its place. As that's not Hashem in the highest place. In the highest place there is no image to Hashem. Hashem has no image. And as we'll see, also He also has no name. The highest aspect of Hashem is nameless. You can't attach a name to it because it's so lofty, you can't label it. It's something that's totally indefinable. Right? It's only energies that come down from Hashem, influences that Hashem sends down. The energies that come from Hashem, which affect us, that we can attach names to. Right? So he says that it says by Moshe Rabbeinu he saw an image. It says the Zohar, that image was not in its place. It wasn't an image at the source. It was some sort of manifestation of the way Hashem was relating to Moshe, which was at a much lower level, and it was the image of that Moshe saw. When the Spirit of Hashem, or when the influence of Hashem comes down to rule over us, so to speak, He sends His Spirit down to rule over us, we special al borion, and it spreads. Hashem's influence spreads over His creation. So each person is able to perceive it, to see it, according to his level, according to his own spiritual level, and according to his aspect. Right? Each person approaches life in a slightly different way. So everyone's got his own, what we call hashkofa. Hashkofa means outlook, his own way of looking at life, and therefore he sees Hashem differently, because he sees how Hashem interacts with himself in his own life. So therefore, everyone sees Hashem in a slightly different way, but that's all in terms of this world. That's in terms of this world that Hashem's influence is felt in this world, and that's the appearance that people say. Because before Hashem created any type of form, or he formulated any type of, he created any type of creature, he, Hashem, was alone before any type of creation, before Hashem created anything. Before Hashem started any creation, and Hashem was alone, below Tzura, there was no image to Hashem. Hashem is totally, something also, he's totally intangible, he's totally spiritual. So there was no image, below Tzura Vadima, no likeness, nothing to liken him to. There was nothing to see. There was nothing to see. Hashem is so lofty, so high, there's nothing that can be seen or perceived. And someone who tries to know Hashem before he created the world, the ihu lebami dukna, when he was without any type of form or image, also lemebad leitzura. So someone who tries to imagine Hashem as Hashem is before creation of this world, so it's forbidden. You should know that it's forbidden to form any type of picture of Hashem. Sura v'dukna be'alma v'afilu b'shemal kadisha. Even to attach a name, a holy name to Hashem, is also an impossibility. V'lo shum ois, not even a letter, unakuda be'alma, any type of point, any type of mark, any type of scratch. There's nothing at all. There's no way at all to portray the essence of Hashem. V'ha'ihu ki lo yir'isim kol tmuna. It's about Hashem that the pasuk says you never saw any image of Hashem. There's nothing. There's nothing to be seen. That's just too high for you. However, after Hashem created this image of a man, now when he started the worlds, he started emanating the higher spiritual worlds, which started with Adam Kadmon, right? The first man, so to speak, the early man. And we said that the whole world is, the spiritual worlds are all in the form of a man. So therefore, when he created that first form, the form of the man, the Merkava, the man who's in the chariot, the Mekovah, the Adam Ilo, the chariot of upper man, right? We speak about Kabbalistic teachings as also Maisa Mekovah, the way that Hashem forms the chariot being that which transports the worlds, so to speak, the influence of the worlds, which is the original formula for the worlds, which is called the chariot. Nachis Tomon Iskai Bahud Yukna Havaya. So that image which he formed when he first started creating the world, so that image is the image that we call Havaya. The name that we have, Yudke Vovke, the name Yudke Vovke, the holiest name that we know, is attached to that image of that of the man on the chariot, right, the divine chariot. Begin the Ishtamoidelev at the Mustileh, because that's when Hashem first made himself known in some way. His influence was somehow known to us. And similarly with the other names, Kael, Elohim, Shakai, Tzvokus, Eke, begin the Ishtamoidele, Bechol, Midah, V'Midah. That's because Hashem makes himself known. We perceive Hashem through his different attributes. We feel the mercy, we feel the justice, we feel the chesed. Right? We know Hashem, we know his influences in the world, and that's what we give these names to. Echis Naig, Alma, Bechesed, Ubedina, how Hashem runs the world with kindness, or how Hashem runs the world with strict justice. Vayle lemadi yashvile shum mida. But woe to the person who tries to attach any type of attribute to Hashem himself. Le dinyone dilei kafum sheltenuse alahum mida. The only resemblance we have is how he rules us through that particular attribute. Hashem uses attributes with which to interact with us, but we can't attach the attributes to Hashem Himself. When Hashem removes His influence from any of the attributes, you know, the attributes, so to speak, are powered by Hashem's influence. When He removes that influence, there is no resemblance to Hashem at all. There's nothing. There's nothing that we can. There's no description we can attach to Hashem. The Parshas Pinchas Reish Chof Hey Aleph Ve'il Lo Iskari Havaya. He Himself is not called Yud Kei Vav Kei Havaya V'Chol Shmon, and nor any name. It's only the light that spreads out from Him, some sort of light that He emanates. That's what's given a name. Karistalik Minayu, right? When He raises Himself from that light, leis bem gam Hashem klo. When He Hashem Himself removes His influence, Hashem Himself is elevated higher than His influence. There is no name to Him at all. That's another source. Ubetikunim herich beinin pirke evre hashiu koyim kaviyochol. In the Tikunim, also it's also a Kabbalistic writing. The Zohar there he speaks at length about the different limbs of the build of this upper man. This upper man has a certain build, and he has different limbs, right, like arms and legs and a trunk, etc. That's only the fact that an image is portrayed of the body of that which resembles the body of the man is only for us to be able to picture every one of the limbs of his rulership. That each limb portrays a different type of interaction with us, so that we should know how Hashem runs the world. And then we'll know how to call each limb its proper name. Right? Once we know the limbs of Hashem, we see the different types of conduct, the different types of way Hashem interacts with the world. And how the name changes according to the particular limb, according to the particular attribute. So there would be a limb that's called Havaya, which is mercy. And there's another limb that's called Elohim. These are just like different branches, so to speak. There's another limb that's called some other name. And the name I will be who I will be. So that's the cause of all causes. Now that's the reason behind all reasons. Because Hashem is different things, because He is different things in different situations. So therefore, I will be that I will be, like we said before in the Midrash, that's the name of names. In other words, that's the reason why there are all these different names. Right? Because the cause of all causes unites with all the names. And Hashem's force, Hashem's light, unites with all the names. Leishtani bekulu, leshinuin b'shmon inun v'lav beh. Right, and there's no change to Hashem Himself with all these different names. Hashem is not different. That's the same influence from Hashem, but just as we said before, with different influences. Ein Sham, Ein Od Berei Mehem, Ein Pinchas, Ein Beitz Chaim, Misham Besot Zeshah, etc. Different sources. V'zekol Hasagasein Kaviyochol Oisis Boch. And this is our grasp. This is all that we can grasp of Hashem. But the essence of Hashem, we have no understanding of it all.
How are we supposed to relate to this?
So we relate to Hashem with the different attributes. We relate to Him as doing mercy. We relate to Him as being kind. We relate to Hashem as doing justice, as avenging us on our taking revenge for us on our enemies, etc. So we relate to Hashem as Hashem interacts with us, and that's true at a person at the national level. Hashem defends the Jewish people, how He takes care of the Jewish people, or how sometimes He rebukes the Jewish people and punishes the Jewish people. And it's also true for each one of us at a personal level. Because in your own life, you see how you're led. We see Hashem influences our lives and actually directs us in our life. He sends us, you know, if you need to get a certain message, you get it. Someone comes to tell you something that you really needed to hear. Right? And it's all guided from the heavens. Hashem Mamish directs us through our lives, giving us everything that we need to take the next step in our own personal journey and for our own personal progress. I call Mitzad in and
Hisab. What's the relationship with the Eved to the Midian?
So when you speak about a limb, it's like a limb has a limb has different abilities, and therefore
That limb is
got. It's just representative, right? It's representative. So we speak of the attribute, we call it limbs. But limbs is just a borrowed term. So this is our entire grasp of Hashem. This is what we know of Hashem. All in terms of how He connects with the worlds, how He interacts with the worlds. And Hashem's influence spreads through the world. This is what we know of Hashem. We know of Hashem how He interacts with us. That's all we can know. Like we mentioned before, that any image you have is not an image from its place, from its source, because as we said, the source has no image at all. It's just an image that's created from the interaction that we have with Hashem. And when Hashem's Spirit comes down to rule over us and to direct us and to guide us, we spashet al baryan, and His influence is spread over His creatures. Each one will see it according to the appearance of that interaction. And that's also a verse in Hosea, which says that I am seen through my prophets. Each prophet saw Hashem slightly differently. Each prophet portrays Hashem in a slightly different way. Okay, now he's coming on to something very interesting. He says as follows: the Anshe Knes HaGedoyla, who fixed our Siddur for us, and they fixed all the brochas for us. All our brochas that we have comes from the Anshe Knes HaGedoyla. So they fixed the brochas in a second person and in third person. Noicheach means present. Hashem is before us. So that's when we say Hashem in second person, you. Blessed are you, Hashem. So we speak to Hashem in second person, you, because He is before us. And we also speak to Hashem in third person, which in Hebrew is called Nista. Nista means hidden. Hashem is hidden, He's not here. When you speak about you speak about Him, Him is someone who's not here. I'll tell you something about Him. Who's Him? He's somewhere else, right? Someone who's somewhere else. That's called Nista, He's hidden from us. So the brochas have both second person and third person in the brochas. But chilosom, the beginning of every brocha starts with Baruch Ato. But blessed are you, second person, who loshon eichach is present, and Messiahim Asheki Deshonu Vetzivonu, that He commanded us and He sanctified us. That's loshon Nista. That's the hidden term. In other words, in third person. So the blessing contains second person and third person. Shemitzad. Now, how do we understand that? As follows, Shemitzad is Chabrusa Yisbarach Beretzoyinu Elai Ulomus, in terms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's attachment to the worlds, that He interacts with the worlds, like we've been saying, Shalidei Zeh Yesh Lanu Ktzas HaSoga Koldu, that through this we have some sort of understanding of Hashem, we have some sort of grasp of who Hashem is and what Hashem is, through the way He acts with us. Anu Medabrim L'Nocheach, therefore we speak in second person, Baruch Ato Hashem, blessed are you Hashem, you Hashem who interact with us, you who give us what we need, you give us our food, you give us our health, etc. Because the worlds are dependent on added resources. Right, we're always in need. Right, we need food, we need energy, we need ability to do, we need mitzvahs, we need opportunities. Right, so in that the world always needs more. Right, we constantly need to be fed, so to speak, spiritually and physically. We need to be fed. So since the worlds need this tosefus, this addition all the time, these additional resources, v'ribui brocha mi'atzmusei. And there's an additional blessing. Blessing, as we said before, means increment, that Hashem gives more, which comes from His essence, Yisboch HaMischav Elem. So to the degree that Hashem attaches Himself to the worlds, so that's the blessing. The blessing is the ribui. The ribui is that Hashem gives more, is able to give more, help us more, etc., enrich us, etc. So that all comes from His attachment to us. That's what, when we bless Hashem, we're blessing the lower aspect of Hashem, the part of Hashem that we know through His interaction with us. And this is what we say, Ato Hashem, Melech HaOlam, who's king of the world. King of the world means that He runs the world. He's the manager of the world. He's apportioning the funds. He's apportioning the resources. He's handing out the check. He's signing the checks. So that's called Melech HaOlam. He's running the show. So that's Ato Hashem, you Hashem, who interacts with us. And you are the king of the world, you run the whole show. Moshe Amr Berea Mehemna Niskel El, as we mentioned before from the Zohar, Karnachis L'Amlucha Alayu. When He comes down to rule over them, He comes down, His influence comes down to influence us, to rule over us, Vispashit Al Baryan, so therefore his light spreads throughout His whole creation. The second part of the bracha, which goes into third person, right, who commands us and who sanctifies us, all of that is third person. Who atzmusa is baruch, that's going on the essence of Hashem. Eid soif baruch hu, which is beyond all grasps, right, the hidden essence of Hashem, which is totally hidden from us, third person, totally hidden from us, totally imperceptible. Asosum we call stimim, hidden behind all hidings, right? He's totally hidden. Therefore, we use the third person, Asher Kedushanu, that he has sanctified us and commanded us. And that's really the source of Hashem, and that's really where the mitzvahs come from, that's where the Torah comes from, that we live by. Perik Dalet. The reason why in every blessing we have these two aspects, second person and third person, because the foundation of our faith, of our holy faith, that all of our goals and all of our intention, the intentions of our heart, when we come to daven, we have an intention, we have a desire. We come to pray to Hashem, so there's something we want. So all of the intention of our desires, the kolah brochas vatfilas, in all of our blessings and all of our prayers, the koshas, all of our requests, ach rak liyachidu shel olam, is only directed to Hashem Himself. And as we're not praying to any of His strengths or His koichas, we're not praying to any of the attributes or any of the midas. When we daven to Hashem Himself. Like we want all of our prayers to go only to Hashem. So to speak, you have to be careful because some of the types of avodah zarah were based on a mistake that they used to say Hashem delegated some of his strengths to other beings. He delegated, right? Like a managing director, he can't do the whole business himself, so he delegates. You know, he's got a finance department, he's got a labor department, he's got a advertising department, etc. So there's a concept of a leader delegating. So Avodah Zarah said, the idolatry said, that Hashem delegated powers to different gods. So you've got the god of thunder, and the god of the rain, and the god of the earth, and the god of fire. That's the Greek mythology. Okay. Now Hashem doesn't do that, right? The fact that he represents himself to us through different koiches, those are different attributes of Hashem. But we want to be careful that when we daven to Hashem, we're davening to Hashem Himself. We're not davening to any attribute, chas v'shalom. Right, Hashem has different attributes because He treats us in different ways. Just like a father, sometimes he's angry with his son, and sometimes he's loving towards his son. It's the same father, right? If your father shouts at you, it doesn't mean he's a different person. Okay, so therefore, but Hashem does interact with us with different attributes. But when we dive into Hashem, we dive into Hashem Himself. Achrak leyechidu shel olam, we dive into the one and only of Hashem, the only one and only creator of the world. Adoin Yochid. Right, the only master, the single master, Ein Sof Baruch Hu, who is himself eternal, who himself is without end. However, we don't only speak to him in terms of his essence alone. We don't just speak to Hashem in terms of his essence. Right, which is in terms of the aspect that is totally hidden from us, it's totally beyond us. We don't only speak to Hashem in terms of the third person, the one and only Hashem, who's totally separate from us, he's totally divorced from us, he's way, way, way beyond anything that we can grasp or understand. Which is the essence that we spoke of before creation, before Hashem created the world, so there was this aspect of that Hashem was the only one. Because then how could we ever give him any type of name? If we're speaking about the essence of Hashem, which is way beyond any understanding of ours, we can't attach any name to that, because it has no name. It's something that's it's uncomprehendable. It's something that we can't grasp at all. So they can't have any name. So therefore, that would be limited. How could we give him any name or any nickname? Right? We have the nicknames of Hashem. Nicknames we mean things like Rachum, he's compassionate, and Chanun, he's gracious to us. Right? Erchapaim, slow to anger. These are attributes. These are called kinuyim. They're not actually names, but they're attributes that we attach to Hashem. So we couldn't do that when it comes to the essence of Hashem. And also, if there hadn't been this aspect of Hashem, that it was His desire to attach Himself to the worlds, to connect with the worlds. Hashem doesn't just stay apart; He connects with the worlds and He interacts with the worlds. La'am lecha al burian kafum of dehun, that He rules over us according to our deeds, according to what we deserve. So we're doing lots of mitzvahs, so we deserve kindness. Or if we're doing chas v'shalom averes, then we deserve punishment. Right? So if there wasn't a desire from Hashem to interact with us, to work with us, to help us along, we wouldn't even have permission to daven to Hashem. Because how can we daven to the essence of Hashem when it's something that's beyond any grasp? So if there wasn't a desire from Hashem to interact with us and to help us, then we wouldn't have who to daven to. Right? But it's only because Hashem does have this desire to attach Himself to the world and to interact with us that we do have who to daven to. But we can daven to in terms of how He's known to us, how he reveals Himself to us. That's why we start the bracha in the second person. We say, Baruch Ato Hashem, you Hashem, who is King of the world, who we perceive you as King of the world, you who interacts with us. Since it was your desire to create the worlds, Hashem created the worlds because He wanted to create the worlds. Nothing forces Hashem to do anything. No one can force Hashem. There is nothing else besides Hashem. He created the worlds because He wanted to create the worlds. And then He interacts with the worlds. He created the worlds and then He works with the worlds. Right? That He rules them. He controls the worlds. Then when we make requests of Hashem, when we daven to Hashem, so that we make b'kashaseinu yisbarach mekoyah rotzen. So we're davening to the source of this desire. La'am lecha kein la'almin. So when we say Baruch, so the pshat as follows. When we say Baruch, may Hashem be blessed, our request is that source of desire to rule over us should be blessed. Hashem should, so to speak, have the ability to help us. Right, and we should deserve to be helped by us. So we're blessing Hashem that Hashem there'll be a lot of Hashem to help us. He'll be giving a lot to us and He'll be helping us a lot in our lives. There's a verse that says, "Tnu oiz elokim," give power to Hashem. So what does it mean? So therefore, like, we can use the analogy as follows. Let's say the father had bought a gift for his son and he wants to give him the gift. Right, but he wants the son to deserve it. So therefore the son, by behaving himself properly, he's empowering his father to give him the gift that the father wants to give. The father wants to give the gift to his son, but he's not going to do it. He can't give it to his son unless his son deserves it. V'gam shelefi b'chinas atzmusa yizbor, in terms of the essence of Hashem, bilti yitzchabrus elo ilomus, without that part of him that's attached to the world, en mokum l'teir mitzvus klal, there'd be no place for teir mitzvus. If there wasn't some sort of interaction with us, then he could never give us Torah and mitzvahs, then we wouldn't have Torah and mitzvahs. Well, there, Ne'eman, this the pasuk says, in terms of the essence of Hashem, so the pasuk says in Yoiv that if you've sinned, so what have you done to Him? Right? When you sin, so what, you hurt Hashem? You can't hurt Hashem. So if you sin, so it makes a difference to Hashem? In terms of Him interacting with us, it makes a difference, because that means He's going to interact with us according to our deeds. If we've sinned, then we deserve a certain action. But in terms of Hashem, the essence of Hashem, if we sin, what that affects Hashem, doesn't affect Him at all. In tzedakta matiteno, if you do a big mitzvah, you're actually giving something to Him. You're actually enriching Him. In terms of the essence of Hashem, you can't touch it. It's untouchable. Right? Omar miyotcha yikach, what does He take from you? He needs something from you. There's something you can give a gift. You're going to give some tzedakah. So Hashem took He took your 5 cents from you. He took your 10 cents from you. Right? You can actually give something to Hashem. In terms of the essence of Hashem, it's all beyond us. We can see it in Chachamtoloch. If you become wise, you become wise in Torah. You become wise for yourself. Right? We don't actually do favors for Hashem in terms of the Atzmus of Hashem, the essence of Hashem. We can't actually affect that at all. Ki Atzmus Odom Kol Baruch Hu, because in terms of the essence of Hashem, blessed be His name, Kol Maiso Odom, any action of man, HaTovihim Ro, whether it's a positive action or a negative action, whether it's good or evil, and then in Nuygas Lebe'etzim Klal Chas V'Shalom, doesn't touch Him at all. And this is what our sages teach in the Midrash, in Bereshis Rabba. It says on the Pasuk, Imas Hashem Trufa, the words of Hashem are pure. Amar Rav, lo nitna mitzvos ele letzaref, that the mitzvahs were given to purify us. It says the Pasuk in Tehillim, Right? Mitzvah Hashem Tzrufa, the mitzvah Hashem are pure, which means they were given to us to purify us. That's what the pshat means. The mitzvahs are pure, meaning they're here to purify us. Because what difference does it really make to Hashem whether we shecht an animal from the neck, which is kosher, or we shecht him from the back of his neck, which would be treif? What difference does it make to Hashem? Right? Would it actually make a difference to Hashem? It wouldn't make a difference. It's for our benefit. It's for our benefit that we eat kosher food. It's for our benefit that we keep the mitzvahs properly. V'cheinu b'tanchuma pasha shmini, also in the Midrash Tanchuma, Midrash Tehillim, see over there. Tikunim, tikun ein, also in the Zohar, ilus ha'ilus mis'ale al kulo. Right? The cause of all causes, which is Hashem, is elevated above it all. Iu borich l'kula, and he's the one who blesses all. He doesn't need blessings. He doesn't need our blessings. He doesn't need any blessing from any other being. There is nothing above Hashem can influence Hashem. Hashem himself is the highest being. Nothing else can influence him. That's what the Pasuk says in Nehemiah. Hashem himself, Hashem in terms of his essence, is elevated beyond any blessing and any praise. In terms of the essence of Hashem, he's untouchable. We can't touch him as himself. Ella, but shekol tavonis libein kol abrochas vatfilos. So therefore, what are we davening for? If our prayers can't affect Hashem himself, so what do our prayers affect? Who are we davening to? All of our brochas and all our tefilos. So shetiela atzmus ein soifolchu. We have to direct it to Hashem mitzad in terms of his chabur yitzoyin yisborach ela ilomus. In terms of his connection to the world. We daven to Hashem because we know that Hashem will connect to the worlds in different ways, and it's that influence that we're really blessing. It's that influence that we really want. It's for that influence that we're really davening. It's not for Hashem himself, but for his influence that will come down to the worlds. In terms of the worlds, in terms of the interaction with the worlds, there are the different titles, the different names, and the changing names. Hashem uses one name, then he uses another name. Lifol el hamshich. To draw down from him light and holiness from the essence of Hashem. According to the arousement, the blessing we draw down is according to the arousement which reaches the upper worlds through our actions. When we do good actions, our actions cause a heavenly arousal which brings down, which pours down the brachas on each person of the chosen nation in Bechesed, whether it will be in terms of kindness, in b'mishpat, if it will be justice, in b'tzedakah, whether it's charity, in b'rachmim, if it's compassion, hama'atim rav, whether we do a little or we do a lot, kacha hu al zeh ha'ifen, this is the way that Hashem influences us, ashir v'diktuk otzum b'midah mishka. Okay, we'll finish this paragraph in the next class.